Tom, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, Tris, how you going, mate?
Yeah, well, thanks. You've got Marty Pask and myself here with you. Tell us, how does it feel now that everything's behind you as far as St Kilda's concerned? Didn't quite work out for you, but you still got a taste of AFL action in the early days of your career.
Yeah, look, it feels a little bit different now that I'm in limbo, but I guess I made a decision. I needed a fresh start, so I sort of pushed it a bit with them. I was told it sort of depended on trade week with me, whether I stayed or not. I was very much 50-50. So I just made a decision, hedged my bets, took a risk, and I just feel like I needed a change. So, I'm hoping that pays off.
Just tell me, Tom, in the position of a player who could potentially be delisted or someone whose spot on a list isn't guaranteed, does it make it harder to be hanging on by a thread throughout the trade period? Is it in a player's best interests to make a decision like you've done so that you can be potentially recruited as a delisted free agent?
Well, that was sort of my thinking. And I guess it is a risk because you can end up nowhere. But also, if trade week drags out and they try and trade and nothing happens, then other clubs finalise their list and then you can end up nowhere. So I guess Nick Widmer last year went back to the Saints and then got delisted, and then I'm not saying that was going to happen, but that's an example of when it can really backfire. So, look, it is a risk, and I've kept fit and doing some personal training over here with boxing, and I've joined a WA Athletics club. So, I guess if an opportunity comes up, then I'll be ready to go.
Now, Tom, Marty here, mate. Obviously, I've been there personally, and I obviously have had players there personally. Just some of the thoughts and the processes that go through your mind during this time. I mean, the relationship with your agent's pretty important. Do you talk regularly? Do you speak regularly? Or are you hopeful of getting a training opportunity? Or just the plans for the next few weeks?
Yeah, look, I've got my manager is Jason Dover, and we were sort of existing friends because he's my best mate's cousin. So we've got a pretty strong relationship. I'm not saying that gives you any real guarantees in terms of that, but it does strengthen the relationship. So we speak most days, and he'll update me with anything that happens. So, yeah, I guess I'm hopeful of, I don't think anything would happen towards the end of October, given I think clubs do the big fish first and then they, get the small fry at the end. But I'm hopeful of a training opportunity coming up. And then, yeah, whatever that is, even if it's just a rookie spot, it's just seeing what happens. And, I think it'd be great.
And then obviously, Tom, wherever that opportunity may lie, but what's your ideal position, do you think, going forward? You've obviously spent a little bit of time in different positions, but where do you think you're best suited to a club that's potentially interested?
Well, I've always felt my best position is through the midfield. I'm strong on the inside with my clearances, but in saying that, I think I can play an outside role and I often kick goals, so I can sort of go forward as well. But I don't think I'd be too worried about where on the field. They can put me anywhere and I'll give it a go. So
now, Tom, Tom Ledger talking to us on Trade Radio, live and exclusive on afl.com.au. Tom, we've had a number of tweets that have come in already, just with fans scratching their heads as to why you didn't get more opportunity. Why do you think that was the case, and what did you work through with the football club to make sure you did finally get your chance in the last two games of the season?
The feedback I got throughout most of the year was my tank and running ability. So I did extra sessions throughout most of the year to try and improve that. In saying that, I felt I always ran out games well, so it was more of a numbers GPS thing. And throughout I think my form was just strong enough throughout the last 6 or 7 weeks to get an opportunity. And I thought, when I went up and played against Gold Coast, I felt quite comfortable, and then the last game against Frio, I know they were pretty under strength, but I felt, my running was fine throughout that game and I felt pretty good. So I've got to do another pre-season, and I did one last year and I had a disjointed one before that, but if I can with another one, I reckon I'll be fine. So that's where it's at.
In the last 6 weeks of your VFL season, you averaged over 28 disposals of a game, 28 and a half, in fact. You came on as a sub from memory in that Gold Coast game, kicked a goal and racked up 11 disposals and a tick over a quarter, Marty, and then had 23 against Fremantle in that final round of the season. So on paper and on performance, on exposed form in the back half of the season, you'd, you'd think there should be a potential suitor out there.
Look, Tom, and look, having seen you come through the system with the VFL as well, I mean, certainly, I mean, the best thing you can be doing right now is working on your tank and showing that you've got the hunger and the desire. But what I'm interested in is talking with the football club, and obviously you've taken the mature decision to delist yourself so you can get to a football club as a delisted free agent. But how was that conversation with the football club, and had they basically said to you, look, it'll be hard for you next year, we don't see a role for you next year? Or I know you suggested that they'll do everything they can to trade you, but do you think that you could have pushed in a senior position next year with the Saints?
Yeah, I think potentially I could have. It was more the fact this year I saw a lot of first years fly past me, and I could just see the same thing happening next year. And I don't know whether if I stayed again, I'd be right at the bottom. I'd be right at the bottom at another club as well. But I just sort of felt it went a bit stale, and you know, the best thing would be to just get out and start somewhere fresh. And mentally, it's better for me to do that rather than sort of banging your head against the wall again. That's sort of what I felt, and maybe it's, you know, slightly illogical, but that's just how I felt going forward. And yeah, I did speak to the footy club, and Scott said, you know, do you think you can improve? And I said, yeah, I do. And he said, look, you know, you're still a 50-50, so we're not sure yet. We haven't made that call. So then I sort of just made the call myself.
Tom Ledger joining us on AFL Trade Radio for Gillette, the former Saint, now delisted, and in search of further opportunities. In this article on afl.com.au by Nick Bowen, Tom, you talk about five clubs being potentially interested and that close relationship you've got with your manager. What's the process from here? You obviously want to get a pre-season somewhere, but are you in a position to tell us who may be interested, or are you just going to let the cards play out?
Oh, I think I'll just let the cards play out. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, Tris, but yeah, look, I think I'll just play it by ear, and you know, it depends what sort of happens at other clubs. But yeah, a training opportunity would be nice, and to do a pre-season. That's the main goal.
So you don't sound ungrateful at all at the Saints, or in any way aggrieved at the way things have transpired. Obviously, they gave you an AFL opportunity, and sometimes things don't work out. What can you offer a club now that you are in search of a fresh start? In terms of knowing that your first opportunity didn't quite work out, but knowing the hunger required to succeed at AFL level, and having worked around superstars like Lenny Hayes, Lee Montagna and Nick Del Santo?
Yeah, well, I think I've done a pretty solid apprenticeship for 3 years. A year with Ross Lyon, learning, you know, what he had to offer, and then 2 years with Scott. And I've also learned a lot off Lenny, who I was pretty close with, and guys like Adam Schneider I was pretty close with. So I think, you know, as you enter your fourth plus year, you sort of get it and the work required. And I'm doing more in this off-season than I've done in the past, because, you know, I just get the work you got to do to get there. Like, it's not easy. So, I think I can offer inside, you know, outside run, and I often kick goals. So I can offer a bit on the field. But I think just in terms of the way I'd approach it, I've certainly improved.
Well, Tom, whatever the future holds, we do wish you luck and greatly appreciate you taking some time out to have a chat with us on Trade Radio today.
Thanks, Tristan. Thanks, Marty, for taking the time to have me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.